Morning, church. I feel like Les and I are opposite-eared. He must be right-eared. This thing fits different every Sunday. It's kind of weird, but whatever. So, those of you that don't know, yes, there is a title in the bulletin this week, and I had to check on Julie a couple times last Sunday because I gave her my stuff maybe before church even last Sunday. And she gave me, anybody watch Sanford and Son and familiar with Sanford and Son? She gave me the, oh, I'm coming. So I had to check and make sure her heart was still beating after the sermon last week. Thanksgiving 2024, are we thankful or are we grumblers or grumbling? And there's a lot of times when I'm a grumbler. And I'm going to touch on Dwayne's thing here. I appreciate Dwayne following his calling because you know what? Refereeing, believe it or not, you got to be called to do that. Because you want to not even be noticed, but so many times you become the center of the game. And for me, there's no way I could ever referee, whether it's, I've done a few baseball, softball games, but I don't like doing them. Basketball, there's no way. Football, no way. Here's why. Not that I don't think I could do it, but here's what I would do. I'd be standing there, if I'm doing basketball, I'd be standing there. Some kid would go up to dunk, and I'd want to watch the dunk. I'm not watching everything that goes on around there. I'm watching the play, right? Because I love sports. And so I have about five favorite teams that I follow, okay? And, man, I've had a pretty good week. Thursday night, the Browns actually won a game. I think it either needs to be inclement weather, because Chris and I were there about 3 weeks ago, and for a November day, man, it was beautiful. I had a sweatshirt on, stocking cap on, but I was sweating. And it was nice. The Browns stunk. Thursday night, it looked like they were getting a blizzard of 78, and the Browns beat the Steelers. Now, I think it's one of two things. They either have to play in inclement weather, or they have to play the Steelers. Because they play well against the Steelers. So that was a pleasant surprise Friday morning when I woke up because I didn't even waste my time watching them because I thought they were going to just get smoked. But they didn't. Then Saturday, yesterday, my number two team, Ohio State just took care of business yesterday, and it was pretty fun to watch. I didn't watch it. I listened to it on my... So I have to work on Saturdays now, and yesterday, with it being the Saturday before Thanksgiving, Kroger is running, if you need pop for the holidays, Kroger has 12 packs, buy two 12 packs, get three free. Yeah, it's a great deal. So I had an order yesterday, and I'm not used to being this physical, and it was almost 1,200 cases. And it came in, it was 12 pallets. Normally on Saturday, I get about 3 pallets of pop. And I had to work that, and man, I was miserable. But you know, God put me in that situation for a reason, because there was a little old lady, and I don't know how old she was, but she was standing by the butter in the dairy department. And she was just looking intently at this butter. And when I came by pulling a pallet of 120 cases of pop, she said, "Sir, do you work for Kroger?" "Yeah, I'm pulling a pallet of Coca-Cola." I said, "No, but I can probably help you." And she said, "Is this the real price?" And it was signed $2.99. But then in the bottom corner, it says, "With digital coupon." And Kroger is notorious for this. You know, if you have their app so they can track what you buy and they can track what store you go to and they can track what coupons you use and track how you pay, they'll give you a few bones every once in a while. Because I think the butter was like $4.99 a pound, but with the coupon it was $2.99. She said, well, I've tried like five or six times. I said, yeah, if you have the app, you can. She said, well, I've tried like five or six times to activate my account, and I have to delete it because I can't get it. So, you know, I'm just a dumb Coke guy. I was like, okay. And I thought, I got two choices here. I can say, well, that stinks, and keep walking. But I chose the other one, and I said, well, ma'am, I said, I probably can help you set it up if you want me to. She said, would you do that? That would be terrific. I said, okay. So we got her through. We were able to clip her coupons, and I showed her how to do it. So I don't know if she'll do it, be able to do it next time. But and she just thanked me profusely, and I thought, you know, that's what's wrong with our world, is we get so wrapped up and what we have going on, and what our agenda is. Because my agenda was to get those 12 pallets of pop done and go watch the second half of the Buckeyes game, at least. But I laid my personal agenda aside, and this woman, it was just joy from her. And it was a little act. I'm not looking for praise. I'm just... we have to take the time to be flexible to show God's love. So I got home. The Buckeyes end up winning. They don't need me to watch. They can win without me. So probably my number three team is Ontario. I've been following Ontario because Dale Morris is their starting tackle and starting defensive tackle. I've been following them, and they've had a heck of a year. And they beat Shelby a week ago in the regional quarterfinals or in the regional semifinals. And then last week they played Sandusky Perkins, who's probably they were the number one seed in the region, probably one of the top two teams in the state. And Ontario took them to the wire. They end up getting beat 28-21. Perkins scored with 2 minutes and 2 seconds or something left in the game to take the lead. What a great game. My number four team, and it's they're on my list because they're the team I love to hate. Okay? They're the team I love to hate. Danville Blue Devils. I can't stand them. Eventually, I will probably have to like them because that's where my man Beckett is probably going to go to school. But for now, they're the team I love to hate. And they now are in the Final Four. They won Friday night, and they won pretty convincingly. I don't even know what the score was, 41-6, I think. You know, good for them. It's great for our conference because the KMAC has two teams in the Final Four of their perspective divisions. And I'm going to talk about my favorite team because these kids, I just love to watch them play. There's never a game they're out of. Northmore won the school's first ever regional championship Friday night. We have three young men in this church that are on that team. Nolan Miller is on the team and he's learning the ropes. He's a freshman. He's learning the ropes. But he is there and he is all on, all board, supporting the team. And it's cool. Jackson and Beau are on the team, and they're seniors, and they play a very, very vital role. In fact, I haven't done this for a while, but the Ketch brothers are back. Friday... my wife just shakes her head. She knew it was coming. Friday, Bo makes a catch in the end zone. And I've rewatched this catch. I don't know. If you know me, you'll probably say he's probably right. Probably 1,000 times on film. The ball was thrown perfectly where only one person was going to catch the ball. And it was in the back of the end zone. And Bo knows enough to know where that end line is. And he kind of slides, dives, whatever you want to call it, catches the ball with his hands, drags his knees and his toes, and it's a great catch. It puts us up 14-0. Yeah. Yeah. Because Thomas Detweiler had a big man touchdown. And for those of you that don't know, I'm a big man at heart. I played quarterback in high school, but I was a big man at heart. And when those big guys score touchdowns, I love it. This kid, if you get a chance, look up OH Report and watch this, because he manhandled this quarterback. The kid fumbled the ball, and then he was going to go jump on it, and Thomas grabbed him by the back of the shoulder pads, threw him aside, then stared at the ball. I think he was waiting for Jackson or Goldbach or somebody else to come pick it up. But then he said, oh, man, that ball's just sitting there. And he picked it up and ran it 66 yards for a touchdown. It was really cool. But so then Jackson had a couple catches. They had 7 catches, I think. But these guys, the reason I love to watch this team is, you know, those two young men are very talented. They're very good football players. The reason I love to watch this team is a different story. We have 2 of our 15 seniors. Well, actually, we have 3 of our 15 seniors that haven't played a snap in the playoffs. 1 because he's injured. 2 were starters the whole year. And because of betterment of the team, they've been asked for a smaller role. And I watched these 2 young men. You know, the one kid played 10 games at cornerback. Played really well. And I watch him. You know, the kid that's the most excited about where they're at is this kid. He's number 44, and I don't know the kid. I mean, I know him. Here's the bad part. His dad's a defensive coordinator that ultimately had to make that call. Hey, Will, you're not going to play in the playoffs. But that kid has been there to support his team. And the other one is a nailer boy. He doesn't play a lot. But what I've noticed is those two are always ready. Because there's been a couple times when somebody gets nicked up or dinged up, and that nailer kid jumped into action, he was ready. They stay focused on what they're doing, but not to the detriment of the team. Okay? And that kind of goes along with that story I told you about Kroger. We have to remain task-driven, but not to the detriment of showing who our God is. So I'm just, since they're both here, I'm going to read some numbers to you, and I want you to tell me what these are. 96, 2018, 32. 69, 15, 33, and 21. Add them together, it's 165, 36, 3,651, and 53. Anybody know? Jax, you know? Bo, you know? Bo and Jackson, for their career, have 165 catches, 3,651 yards, and 53 touchdowns. You know, there's a reason. I'll wear this shirt anywhere. I'll wear it to work. I'll wear it. I don't care. There's a reason. And this is just the last 2 years since I coined the Catch Brothers phrase. That's stats for 2 years. I think they had stats for the sophomore year, but I couldn't get them pulled up. But these guys not only catch the ball, but they do things that the team needs them to do. Because they're probably 2 of the best blockers on the team as well. We got to put our goal, our God's goal, in front of our personal goal. And these stats are amazing. But that leads me into my last stat I'm going to show. 39 and 12. And boys, correct me if I'm wrong. This is your 4-year running total record, correct? 39 wins. Now, as all of you know, we play 10 football games a year. Guaranteed 10 football games a year. Here's where I'm going with this. With one more win, this senior class gets 40 wins in 4 years. They average 10 wins a year. Guys, that's never been done before by us. And those two will say, oh, he's an idiot. And I am. I am. But the beauty is that doesn't go to their head. Chris showed me a picture this morning, and I'm not going to share the whole details of the picture, but what I'll tell you is it was a parent and a football player showing immense joy. And what that relationship looks like outside of that, I don't know. I mean, I know, but I got to share it. Brittany and Jackson after the game Friday. In this picture, Jackson has the biggest smile on his face, and Brittany's giving him a kiss on the cheek, and it was one of the sweetest pictures I've ever seen. And I teared up when I saw it because that's what it's about. It is about people supporting people and being thankful for the opportunities we have. So thank you for that, Brittany, and thanks for Chris for sharing what Brittany doesn't want you to share, but it's okay. Because now I just shared it with the community. All right, let's get down to business. The attitude of thankfulness versus the attitude of complaining can make or break your life. Thankful attitudes come with the blessings of heaven and the promised land of God, but complaining will leave you in the wilderness. And I'm going to share passages with you today. But guys, no matter what you're going through, I urge you to find the positives in it. Because, man, it's easy to grumble. I did not want to be at work yesterday. I don't really want to be at work any day, truth be told. But I have to. Let's go to Colossians 3. We're going to be jumping around here quite a bit today. Deal with it. There's a lot of scriptures that talk about thankfulness, and I want to make sure that we see some of them today. So it's 3, and we're going to read 16 and 17. Therefore, do not let anyone judge you by what you eat or drink, or with regard to a religious festival, a new moon celebration, or a Sabbath day. Nope, that's the wrong chapter. My bad. 15 through 17. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you were called to peace. And be thankful. Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through the psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. Guys, it doesn't just say, man, when you're at church on Sunday, give that all to God. Sing worship to God. It says, in all you do, do it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks to God. You know, Dwayne talked about rules and regulations. Man, right here's one of them. Everything we do, do it with a thankful heart, giving thanks to God. Let's go over to Philippians. Chapter 2. I'm pretty good at not telling people everything. Philippians chapter 2, verses 14 to 16. Do everything without grumbling or arguing, so that you may become blameless and pure, children of God without fault in a warped and crooked generation. Then you will shine among them like stars in the sky, as you hold firmly to the word of life. And then I will be able to boast on the day of Christ that I did not run or labor in vain. So I just want to break that passage down, because understanding we have a choice. Our first choice is we can do one of three things. We can do nothing without grumbling, we can do some things without grumbling, or we can do everything without grumbling. And the second choice we have, well, along with grumbling is arguing. And I have argumentative folks in my life, right? Sometimes I just have to walk away, because I am an argumentative folk. Unfortunately, I have four more argumentative folks in my life, and they're all of the female gender. Beckett, no, Skylar's not argumentative. Beckett and me agree on everything, so we're good there. Beckett. But there's times, and I'll use Morgan as an example. There's times when Morgan and I have to walk away from each other because we're both right. And we're on opposite ends of the spectrum. But we're both right. And we're not going to convince each other that either one of us is wrong. And that can go on for hours. Hours. Because while Morgan, I think, probably could be an attorney, I know I could be, because I like to argue. Okay? But I got to learn to walk away. Because why? In verse 15, it says, so that you may become blameless and pure. But we don't do that by ourselves. Blameless and pure. Children of God without fault in a warped and crooked generation. You know, the kids and I, or the young people and I, talked about stuff back there in Sunday school today, that these young people are faced with things I never thought about being faced with when I was growing up. Okay? Man, our society is warped and crooked. We have to remain blameless and pure. There's only one way we're going to do that. That's through the cross. That's through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Philippians 4, chapter 8. This is why I don't normally print stuff off, because I don't want to read it, but I'm going to. It's easier than me flipping in my Bible, quite honestly. Philippians 4, 8 through 8 and 9. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything else, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put into practice, and the God of peace will be with you. Wow. That's a whole lot to unpack, right? Because it breaks it down. Whatever is true, whatever is noble, right, pure, lovely, admirable, excellent, or praiseworthy. Understand, that's what we need to think about. We're in the Bible, we're being called to think about those things. Sometimes I think, you know, somebody described me one time as a, and I don't know whether it was my mom or my dad or what it was, but they said, you know, you're just an eternal optimist. I don't know. I see the bad and stuff, but I choose to overlook that sometimes. Because, man, there's a lot of bad out there. There's a lot of bad out there. And if I focus on the bad all the time, you know what that's going to make me? Bad. Mad. Angry. My life is much better when I focus on things that are pure, things that are holy, things that are excellent. That's why I don't root for Michigan. Okay. Proverbs 17. Let's go over to Proverbs. There's a lot of great stuff in Proverbs. Proverbs 17. And you could read the whole chapter. I'm going to give you just a couple verses here. 22. A cheerful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones. Guys, when we stop believing and we stop having that heart that Jesus wants us to have, this world's going to devour us. This world is going to feast on our negativity, and then we're going to become a shell of what God wants us to be. Charles Swindoll, here's a quote from him. The longer I live, the more I realize the impact of attitude on my life. Attitude, to me, is more important than facts. It is more important than success, than what other people think or say or do. It is more important than appearance, giftedness, or skill. It will make or break a company, a church, or a home. The remarkable thing is we have a choice every day regarding the attitude we will embrace for that day. We cannot change our past. We cannot change the fact that people will act in a certain way. We cannot change the inevitable. The only thing we can do is play on the one string we have, and that's our attitude. I am convinced that life is 10% what happens to me and 90% how I react to it. And so it is with you. We are in charge of our attitudes. You know, and I've read that quote a couple times, and I've used it, not necessarily that quote, but I've used it when we're coaching softball or talking with my kids or whatever. And, you know, I say softball is 5% skill, 5% effort, and 90% attitude. Okay? Listen, God already put in all the skill and all the effort for you. He wants you to go about your and put your attitude to work for Him. It still takes a little effort on our part. Because being a Christian is not easy by any means. You know, when we face those adverse situations, we know people are watching us. And I told the kids today, or the young people today, I fail. But you know what I do? I get out of bed the next day and I go out there and try to be who I am. And I probably fail that day too. But that cross has already covered all my failures. He's already covered all my failures. I just have some other quotes here about the power of a thankful attitude. We would worry less if we praised more. Thanksgiving is the enemy of discontent and dissatisfaction. That's by H.A. Ironside. Another one, no duty is more urgent than that of returning thanks. You know, as we think about this, and as we're going into Thanksgiving and we're going into Christmas, who do you like giving those gifts to? You know, and I'm going to relate this to God. He gave us a marvelous gift. How do we thank Him? Because, you know, I've given a lot of gifts, a few gifts. And you know the ones I like to give is when the person opening the gift lights up and they automatically just thank you for that. The ones I don't like to give are when they open the gift, set it aside, look to the next, and then somebody has to remind them to go thank people for the gifts. That makes me crazy. I love to give gifts. In fact, at our family Christmas, when we have it, most everybody there, except for Morgan, could care less about opening gifts. And I'm picking on Morgan. She loves giving gifts. Okay? But everybody else is like, man, I can't wait till you open the gift I got you. Or I can't wait to see what Mom does when she opens the gift we got her. Okay, that's cool. Guys, I'm telling you, we got a gift greater than any other gift we're ever going to receive. We should be like Christmas morning every day of our life. We should fall out of bed thanking God for the fact that we got out of bed. That's the point I'm at in my life. You know, I'm like, oh man, I really don't want to get out of bed today. And Chris will attest to that. Usually as she puts her elbow in my back after the alarm goes off about four times. Because I don't hear it. But good news, I had to wake her up twice this week. She didn't hear her alarm. I said, hey, you know your alarm's going off. And she said, I didn't hear it. Another quote, this from Marcel Proust. Let us be grateful to people who make us happy. They are the charming gardeners who make our souls blossom. Another one, silent gratitude isn't very much use to anyone. Guys, if you're grateful, show it. If you're grateful to anyone, let them know. Meister Eckhart, if the only prayer you ever say in your entire life is thank you, it will be enough. Because that gift right there, it's all we need. And by giving us the command to always give thanks, God is not rubbing salt in a wound or calling us to set aside reason. He knows that being thankful in all circumstances has a powerful impact on every area of our Christian life. Now, I'm gonna leave you with a couple more passages. We're going to go to Galatians, and it's actually five. Galatians 5. Neil, I got time. Don't you be looking at your watch. Galatians 5:22-23. Actually, we're going to go through 26. I'm lazy and my tabs are bent over. There it is. 5:22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking, and envying each other. And you know that we've got that painted on our wall. Obviously, that's a pretty important verse, and I'm not going to break all those down. It's been done before. Where I want to talk to you is in verse 24. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. Guys, I need you to understand that we put Him on that cross with our sin. We put Him on that cross with our sin. And since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. That's why beating death, raising from the grave, was so important. Because now that Spirit walks within us every single day of our life. And we've got to keep up. 1 Corinthians chapter 10. I'm almost done, I promise. Chapter 10, and we're going to read 1 through 10 here. And mine says, warnings from Israel's history. And guys, the importance of history is we should learn from it. For I do not want you to be ignorant of the fact, brothers and sisters, that our ancestors were all under the cloud and that they all passed through the sea. They were all baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea. They all ate the same spiritual food and drank the same spiritual drink, for they drank from the spiritual rock that accompanied them, and that rock was Christ. Nevertheless, God was not pleased with most of them. Their bodies were scattered in the wilderness. Now these things occurred as examples to keep us from setting our hearts on evil things as they did. Do not be idolaters, as some of them were, as it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink and got up to indulge in revelry. We should not commit sexual immorality as some of them did. And in one day, 23,000 of them died. We should not test Christ as some of them did and were killed by snakes. And do not grumble as some of them did and they were killed by the destroying angels. Guys, that's a grumbling bunch that came out of Egypt. That was a grumbling bunch. They complained because they were hungry. They complained because they were cold. They complained because they were getting chased. They complained because they were dwelling on what they couldn't control. God is asking you to dwell on what is good. Dwell on what is positive. Dwell on what you can do with Him at the center of your life. Let's read on 11. These things happened to them as examples and were written down as warnings for us, on whom the culmination of the ages has come. So if you think you are standing firm, be careful that you do not fall. No temptation has overtaken you except what is common to mankind. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, He will also provide a way out so that you can endure it. That is God's plan for us. You know, there are things that go on in our life, and we all got them right now. Some things we just have to endure. I don't know why. I do, because it says, because God thinks you can bear it. I've never understood why good thing or bad things happen to good people. You got a lot more faith than what you think. You got a lot more faith in your Lord and Savior than what you think. And there's a reason He's putting you through what you're going through. We have two choices in that case. We can grumble about it, complain about it, not change the fact. Or we can show God's love. And we can be thankful that He cares enough about me and trust me enough that I have the faith in Him to go through what He's put me through. Because His Son went through an incredible amount for us. Jesus didn't grumble about it. Be thankful, not only just for Thanksgiving week. Listen, be thankful for what you got going on in your life. Some of it good, some of it bad. I don't like going to work every day, but you know what? I'm thankful I got a job. Because I like to buy things. I don't like when I have car trouble. But you know what? Those opportunities presented the fact that with YouTube and Skylar, I can fix just about anything. Maybe not the first time. But we can get it done. YouTube's a wonderful thing. There's a video out there to fix everything. Anything. Be thankful in all that you're going through. I'm going to leave you with this last passage, Luke 17. I know, Beckett, we're almost done. Luke 17, 12 through 19. Now, on his way to Jerusalem, Jesus traveled along the border between Samaria and Galilee. As he was going into a village, 10 men who had leprosy met him. They stood at a distance and called out in a loud voice, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." When he saw them, he said, "Go and show yourselves to the priest." As they went, they were cleansed. One of them, when he saw he was healed, came back praising God in a loud voice. He threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. And he was a Samaritan. Jesus asked, "Were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Has no one returned to give praise to God except for this foreigner?" Then he said to him, "Rise and go. Your faith has made you well." Why do I want to leave it there? Because this dude should not have been in contact with Jesus by law. But this dude knew there was one way for healing. And he called out to his Lord and Savior and said, I need your help. And I think it's funny that Jesus sent him away and said, go show yourself to the priest. Because I guarantee the priests, they were watching. You know what they were doing? They were locking the door to the temple because they didn't want those lepers in the temple. Those guys were outcasts. You know, they were not allowed to do things that normal people were allowed to do. Jesus does not care. He does not care what your past looks like. He does not care what your future, what your present looks like. He only cares what your future looks like. You know what that is? Eternity with Him. Guys, we got to keep that in mind as we're going through all our junk. Because as a guy who's had partial leprosy, I think I still have some. Miserable. I'm kidding. I don't have leprosy, I don't think. But it's miserable. The conditions we live in sometimes are miserable. But when we seek out the one and only Savior, we have reason to celebrate. And every day this week, every day from here on, I want you to wake up and I want you to be thankful for what your God has given you. Because that's what the difference was between this guy that was a Samaritan and the other 10 that were healed. This dude was blessed. And he knew it. So be that thankful person. Don't be that grumbler. Because you know there's times when I get gifts and I get irritated when I get gifts or give gifts and I have to take it back because it doesn't fit, or I have to take it back because the other person didn't like the gift. That irritates me. Luckily, everybody just knows, buy Dad as big a tent as you can find, and he'll be good with it. Okay? Be thankful, don't be a grumbler, and lean on your God and Savior in every situation. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I just come before you, and Lord, I'm a mess. Lord, my life's a mess. But I am so thankful that you are at the center of my life and you are there every single day of every single minute of every single day of every single month. And I know that you have my back, Lord. I thank you for that. I give you thanks. I give you all the glory for what anything that I can accomplish here on earth, Lord. And Lord, I look forward to spending eternity with you. In your name we pray. Amen. So we're going to sing a song of invitation. If you have that gnawing inside of you and you want to know more about that Jesus we're talking about, what a great day to accept the gift He wants to give you. If you need prayer, we're here. If you need physical needs, we're here. Whatever you need, we love to pray for you. We love to see God at work in His people. So we'll be here. If you have anything, you're more than welcome.